This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so David was talking about bond yields there for a minute. He was talking specifically about the 10-year Treasury. It is the benchmark, and it hit its lowest level ever today in its yield, a touch over 1.1%. That means the government can borrow $100, do whatever it wants with that $100 for a decade, and then at the end of it, pay you back just $101 and change. That is basically nothing. It's free money, right? We pay attention to bond yields because they can tell us a whole lot about where the economy is going and where investors' heads are at. Interesting to know in these times. Yes, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour takes it from there.
Yield just means how much money you're going to make on a bond. Very simply, if bond yields are falling, it means investors are paying more and more money to purchase bonds with smaller and smaller payoffs.
Crazy lows. I've never seen it this low. This is unprecedented.
Ken Kuttner is professor of economics at Williams College. So why would investors do this? Why put money in bonds with very little payoff? One reason is that the stock market is terrifying. Coronavirus has wiped out as much as $6 trillion of value from global markets.
When a lot of volatility in the stock market, investors were going to be pulling their money out of stocks. They have to put it somewhere.
U.S. Treasuries are just about the safest place you can put your money. Investors are saying, low payoffs be damned, the world out there is very unsafe for my money. Torsten Slok is chief economist at Deutsche Bank.
There's so much uncertainty about what will happen in the economy going forward.
He says all the regular numbers that might normally offer some reassurance, like the jobs numbers that'll come out next week, are not useful right now.
And even those indicators will not give us any information about how consumers and companies will and have reacted.
People are flying blind. Another reason why investors are okay with smaller and smaller yields on bonds is because they think low returns are going to be the norm for a while. Specifically, they believe interest rates are going to fall.
Right now, it looks like markets are expecting the Fed to cut interest rates by at least three times this year.
Seth Carpenter is chief economist at UBS.
Usually the market makes that kind of inference because they expect some sort of weakness, or at least risk of weakness, to the U.S. economy.
One thing that investors and everybody else needs right now is information, a better idea of just what the virus will or will not do to the global economy. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.